It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, welcome in to the Tuesday recruiting breakdown. We decided to do this one live today, guys. I'm Jerry Hamilton, joined by CJ Vogel. As always, we want to thank our sponsor of the recruiting breakdown. That's Mark Saunders. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Mark Saunders before we get to the portal and recruiting. Coaches are on the road. Dominic Williams is on a visit to LSU currently. But when it comes to protecting all your stuff, wouldn't it be great to have one place that protects it all? Here's some great news. Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders is the only insurance agent you'll need to help keep tabs on protection for all your stuff. That's everything from your home, car, and boat to your motorcycle, RV, and even that ATV. Call Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders' office today, 512-218-8571, and do what so many other On Texas football fans and subscribers have done. That's call Mark Saunders, 512-218-8571. 8571. Are you in good hands? You'll be in great hands with Mark Saunders. All right, CJ, a lot going on. We obviously, Dominic Williams is the big news because he has a decision coming likely Wednesday night. That's what the plan is. Could things change? Always. But as we reported last week, coming off the Texas visit, we thought Wednesday would be the likely decision day or late in this week, and nothing has changed. He's at LSU right now, wrapping up a visit today. He's been on campus at Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri. He's going to play in the SEC, CJ. Texas is either going to have him or they may play against him at Oklahoma, or maybe they'll play against him at some point at LSU or Missouri. Look, this morning I think Oklahoma and LSU maybe had more confidence this morning, but we'll see. LSU's only – this is the first full day of that visit, so – maybe it's Oklahoma that should have the most confidence. We're going to find out before the end of Wednesday, it sounds like, CJ.
Yeah, we certainly are. And like to your point, he's absolutely going to be playing in the SEC, and it's all about whether or not he will be playing in Burnt Orange or against Burnt Orange at some point. Right now, a really talented football player. There's a conversation we had on ontexasfootball.com earlier about the snap count and whether or not Texas is the best opportunity for him or not. Listen, this is a very talented interior defensive lineman that we're dealing with.
He's starting at any school he goes
to. He's going to start, and he will play at whichever of the schools that he is considering right now. So it's not necessarily something that Texas can pitch better, the path to the field or the starting snap count that he could have at Texas. Of course, Texas just added two people out of the portal at the interior defensive line position. That room is not going to be exactly the clearest walk to the field anyway. But with Dominic Williams, he is going to be a starting caliber guy. He would start at Texas, and he would be seeing a lot of the snaps. The problem there is, even last year, Byron Murphy and Tavondre Sweat, neither of them played more than 55% of the snaps for the Texas defense on the interior of that defensive line. So it is worth mentioning how much Texas rotates. If you go back out and you look at some of the other portal prospects that Texas kind of toyed around with earlier in the cycle, I mean, Barrett Alexander played close to 75% of his snaps at USC. So Texas likes to keep those guys fresh. They like to keep them rotating in and out. And that's something that I think is certainly going to be weighing a little bit on the decision, but who knows? Texas had a great visit a week ago. Of course, he was at Oklahoma to start his recruitment. Missouri got a visit over the weekend, and now LSU. I mean, everybody's putting their best foot forward, Jerry, and you know it. I mean, it's coming best pitches across the board.
He's going to have a great NIL deal wherever he goes. So I don't think that is what a kid that's going to be in college one more year, if he has it the way in his mind, the way it works out, I don't think that's going to be a driving force. I think everybody's going to compete there. I think it's really going to come down to what he feels like is the best opportunity for him to play one more year in college and go on to the NFL, wherever that takes him. I think that's what's going to happen there. Simeon Barrow, the D lineman out of Michigan State, remains a possibility to visit Texas this weekend. We'll see. Then there's a couple others that Texas is still looking at on the defensive line as well. Texas were to win out for Dominic Williams, it's not out of question that they walk away from Simeon Barrow. He's a different player. So we'll see what happens there. Texas will definitely, I think, take one more defensive lineman in the portal. Not out of the question they take two, but they definitely want to get one more. Corner, nothing really new there. Takario Davis went through spring practice with Arizona. I think later in the week, I think we'll start to hear some stuff in cornerback recruiting. Again, the portal closes tonight at 11:59 p.m. So Texas will know 100% which guys, if anybody else jumped in the portal, if nobody else jumped in the portal. And then Texas will also have a clear picture of who's going in the portal at what position. So we'll see on that. We've had a couple of questions here. Living rent-free in UT. He asked this morning. We didn't get a chance to get to it. How are we looking for Kobe Sellers with his commitment looming? That's May 11th. He's going to announce out of Oklahoma, Texas, Texas A&M. CJ, I'll let you talk about that. Then I'll talk about other corners on the board.
Yeah, absolutely. He took a trip up to Oklahoma earlier this week with Cortland Guillory, who ended up committing to the Sooners. Right now, there's a lot of confidence on the side of Oklahoma in this one. Kobe Sellers, of course, the high school teammate of former Texas commit Anthony Williams, who was in the class up until about a month ago. Right now, Texas hosts them for an unofficial the last week of March, trying to chip away because they were running third to Texas A&M and Oklahoma with a decision coming soon. I think Texas is still kind of fighting from behind a little bit. Oklahoma's the team to me that I think is really sitting in a good spot in that pole position for Kobe Sellers. Of course, living rent-free to your other question about the quarterback recruiting, of course, in the 2025 class, it's been a bit of a fun ride so far, if you like the ups and downs. That's part of recruiting. And, of course, Dorian Brewer, top of the board. Aiden Andy got the red carpet treatment on campus April 6th for his unofficial as well. Texas really starting to make a push there. There's a number of other prospects that they're really starting to toy around with. What do you think? I see you itching. What do you think, Jerry?
I think Texas likes Caleb Chester, too, as a cover guy. He's visiting June 7th through 9th at Texas A&M Arkansas. Is your competition there? I think right now those are the three main names, but I expect a couple of other guys to pop up. Adonis Curry, Texas will continue to recruit, see if they can get him in on campus for a visit out of Quartz Hill in Lancaster, California. I can almost guarantee we'll hear that Terry Joseph was up there at some point here coming up in the next couple of weeks. But I think Doran Brewer's at the top. I think Aiden Anning's right there. I think Kobe Sellers, I think, is behind those guys. And I think Caleb Chester's a guy Texas really likes as well as a cover corner. He was on campus in April and will be back in June 7th through 9th. But again, I suspect somebody else will pop up. Is it Chris Ewald out of former Michigan commitment out of Chaminade Madonna, who Terry Joseph has stayed in contact with him and his father? We'll see on that. But we're going to hear another name or two pop up at corner here in May prior to June official visits. But a lot else going on, guys. I want to kind of give a rundown. If you missed Coffee and Football this morning, and there are over 3,000 people on it again. And by the way, and Bobby Burton says it every morning, we also have come be an OTF OG at ontexasfootball.com. If you come click that OTF OG, you get $20 off, only $39.95 for the year. We have message board there, a lot of questions answered. We have a lot of fun over there. So we can't be online all the time. We can't be on doing a video all the time. So come join us over there as well. We have had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds so far that have taken us up on the OTF OG subscription for $39.95. But Kenny Baker was on the road yesterday, first day on the road. And I've emphasized this a lot And it may seem like overkill, but it's not, because Kenny Baker got – he's the only coach on this staff who hasn't seen his high school targets in person. Now, he saw some of them in late January when he was in Houston and Dallas for a few days and went to see Zion Williams. But he didn't really watch those guys work out. So this is his first in-person evaluation on a lot of guys. So he was at Myron Charles School, met with him and Myron. I think Jeff Banks was there as well, met with Myron Charles and his mom on Monday morning. Then he went over to O'Galley to watch Brandon Brown, the four-star, borderline five-star in my mind, defensive tackle commitment, who's just a stud. So he was at O'Galley in Melbourne. And anybody who's ever made the drive from Charlotte to Melbourne, man, across Florida, I have. CJ probably has not, but it's not easy. It's a bunch of nothing. You're going through the center of the state, crossing over the Florida Turnpike. So you're going from Southwest Florida to Space Coast Florida. So he made that drive yesterday. That's part of the hustle these guys have right now. And then Kenny Baker is in he's in Atlanta area today. I believe I saw where maybe he's at Buford this morning, possibly. But he's making some rounds there, and then he's going to go see Kevin Wynn, from what I was told. So he'll be there to see Kevin Wynn at Greensboro, Georgia, Greene County. He'll be there this afternoon, I think, for spring practice. So on the road, somebody at Folsom said they're expecting, I think, Nansen and Kenny Baker Thursday, maybe. These guys are on the road a lot. Kyle Flood, I believe, was at IMG. Maybe another coach was at IMG yesterday as well. That's Brett Colleger. CJ and I talked to him after one of the April unofficial visits. Brett Colleger, one of the top 2026 OLs in the country. He visited with his father. Texas is very much in on that one. Then some big news I thought was big news yesterday. Jeff Banks was at Tampa Tech High, home of Michael Penix, Atlanta Falcons backup quarterback. He was at Tampa Tech yesterday for 3 hours to see Dallas Wilson, five-star receiver that's committed to Oregon but has visits set up to Miami and Florida along with Oregon. Texas offered him in September of 2023. They've quietly been recruiting him. They went by the school in January, and then Jeff Banks was there for 3 hours yesterday while in the Tampa area. So that one raised an eyebrow. We broke that news on texasfootball.com. Despite the fact that Texas is in good shape with a number of receivers, they're also – look, you're always going to recruit the best of the best no matter what. And speaking of best of the best, and I know CJ's got an update on Hayden Lowe, a couple other guys. My last best of the best here before we go to CJ for his stuff is – and then we're going to get all your questions, guys – is Jamie French. Little news on Jamie French this morning. Texas visit went incredibly well in April, and he'll be back June 21st through 23rd. As of right now, it looks like Texas gets the last swing. I'm not so sure LSU's not number two, Tennessee three, Miami four. In that, so people are going to say, whoa, what about Ohio State? Nah, I think they slipped maybe a little bit. I'm not saying they can't recover, but I think right now I don't see them in the top spot anymore. So we'll see on Jamie French, but obviously Chris Jackson will be out there shortly. I'm going to be at Mandarin next Monday, so we'll have a lot of stuff for Mandarin High next Monday. I'm in Florida, the whole state, so we'll be reporting on a lot of those guys. CJ, and I know you got something on Hayden Lowe, who's obviously one of the top edge prospects in the country out of Cali.
Yeah, a guy that's often referred to as a Kayvon Thibodeau 2.0 type of player, someone that I saw you mention earlier on the board, Jerry, could be a day three or day two pick if he does it the right way as a floor for him. He is expecting Texas to come out and visit this week. He did not know whether or not that would be picked Pete Kwiatkowski or Johnny Nance. And regardless, Texas is making the trip out to the West Coast to recruit Hayden Lowe, who is one of the top edge rushers in the country. Of course, Texas has been on him for a while. They offered back in January of 2023. So they've been after Hayden Lowe for quite a while. And I know that folks inside the of Moncrief are very high on his list in regards of what kind of talent he is. I also wanted to go back to Brett Colleger a little bit. His trip down to Austin earlier this spring, there was one word that he kept referring to whenever he was talking to reporters and media after his trip, and it was commitment. And it was all about, yeah, Coach Flood wanted me to commit. Texas wanted me to get into the fold already. I'm not quite ready to do so yet, but Texas was pushing for me, and I certainly felt the love. That was what Brett Polajay had to say pretty often after talking to him about his unofficial visit. And then one other note on Jamie French, Jerry, Texas just jumped into his top three about a month ago. Yeah. April 6th. That was the first time
on campus at Texas. So they had an opportunity to blow him away and his parents, and they did.
Yeah, absolutely. Texas at the time jumped into his top three with Tennessee and Ohio State, which, to your point, if Ohio State slipped a little bit, look out for Tennessee, look out for LSU now. Those are going to be the teams in that race. But Texas certainly made a strong impact in that race. Jamie French let us know after his trip there that, hey, whatever happened on that visit, it certainly made a strong impression. So credit to Texas. And as for Aiden Anning, the 2025 cornerback out of Ruston, no plans set just yet for Texas to come visit, but he is expecting the Longhorn staff to stop by at some point in the next week or two. We'll see. I'll check back in with him later tonight and into this week, just what days that is specifically. But Jerry, I mean, a lot going on. These coaches never rest.
A lot going on. Hey, I've got two texts. So per Elijah Bo Barnes, Nansen's coming by Dallas Skyline next week, which that makes sense. I think Nansen's out in the West Coast this week, hitting some out-of-state guys, you know, Folsom High, Hayden Low, Modern Day, all those schools. Probably going by San Clemente to shake that USC tree a little bit as well. So we'll see on that. And then James Simon just hit me back that Tashard Choice remains scheduled to come by today and see him. That's the four-star running back out of Calvary Baptist in Shreveport. So that's the cool thing about these live streams is, you know, look, we get a little news from time to time. It's not major news, but I know fans are the real recruiting fans who are on this chat or like to keep up with where the coaches are, the best of their ability. We're going to take a lot of questions. We're going to let CJ start bringing those up. First one I want to get to is E. Kim, because he's asked this two or three times. And do you see Texas recruiting more potential return specialists? He's referencing the new NFL rules. I don't think so right now. I think the athletes, that those best guys, Aaron Butler's a punt return guy, right? I mean, he's a natural punt return guy. I don't think Texas is going to go recruit a kickoff return guy. But obviously, if you have a guy like Matthew Golden, who's a tremendous receiver and a good kickoff return guy, you get the two for one out of that. But I don't think Texas is going to go specialist at that position. Now, I will say this. In the stories when I lived in South Florida were legendary about Devin Hester at Suncoast High, who hadn't produced many players. That, I mean, the coaches that went up against him that were still coaching, I asked when I lived down there, he's a legend in the return game from high school, obviously the college, and then the NFL. If there was ever a special guy like that, maybe. I mean, I could see it, but obviously he'd play another position, even if he was a number five receiver for you. But if there's a special guy, yeah, I don't think Steve Sarkisian's turning away guys that can score touchdowns, but those are few and far between.
What's interesting to me about that is, yeah, Texas goes out and recruits the best athletes they can, more so positions specific. Xavier Worthy mentioned last year he didn't return punts at all in high school. He said right. He kind of joked about it. He's like, yeah, I was scared, man. Those guys come at you quick. So if you have those plus athletes, Jeff Banks can set up that blocking scheme very well. We've seen it multiple years now where those blocking guys are lined up for those big returns. So
and to that point, CJ. If I'm a high school coach, I don't always want my guy back returning punts and kickoffs in high school. So sometimes that stuff kind of happens once they get to the college level, because I'm here to tell you, if I have a really good team, I don't want Xavier Worthy returning punts and getting clipped and losing a season midway through the year on a punt return or kickoff return. So that's another key to that. Let's see. Antoine, does the kid Katoa from Euless remind you of Patrick Vahey? Me, not at all. Much better athlete. I think, and Patrick Vahey, play hard guy, really good for, you know, really good Longhorn. But look, I think Toa Katoa is an elite national prospect. I think he moves extremely well for 365 pounds. Really good athlete, good ankle flexibility, good body quickness. I mean, he's going to be one of the highest recruited guards, most heavily recruited guards in the country, for a reason. I think he's a little higher level athlete.
That was the biggest concern for me, is what weight was he actually? You know, we saw anything
ranging less than people thought, right, CJ?
Yes. We saw anything ranging from about 360 to even 400 at times. And he told us April 13th for his unofficial visit down to Austin, 366 is the weight. And you turn the film on, he moves very well for 366.
And there were some people that listed him at 385 before that. I haven't checked to see if they've changed their weight on that. Sometimes people wait for official combine or camp measurements weights, but that was the first thing we asked him when he came out. Did they height and weigh you today? He was like, "Yep, 366 pounds." He was proud of that, so that's good because I do think he was in the 380s at one point. He's heading in the right direction, so I think that was good. In Texas, I know you have something on this. Anything regarding anything new on Troy Hune out of California?
Yeah, he was just out in Clemson this weekend for the Elite 11. He said this was actually really interesting to me. Whenever he visited Texas April 6th, he said he was going out to the East Coast. And, of course, he's a Cali guy from Mission Hills. He wanted to get out to the East Coast. He wanted to go throw against some of the best quarterbacks in the country. Of course, Jared Curtis is out there, Diabel, a number of those big 2026 quarterbacks out on the East Coast, just to kind of get an understanding of where he is in his development in terms of national prospects. Of course, this is a guy that's almost brand new to the quarterback position. Only 1 year of varsity film under his belt. Really starting to see that heat being turned on when it comes to national recruiting across the board. But he was out at Clemson, enjoyed the visit. Getting back to Texas June 1st for the elite camp, which he'll actually come back out and throw in front of the Texas coaches again.
Remember that date, guys. Remember that date.
There are two elite camp dates right now.
What are they, CJ?
June 1st and 13th. And so
the 13th is where the bigs normally come in, right? The OL, DLs, you see a lot of guys get offered there. The other thing is I think he told you AJ Milwee's coming out May 7th in that or that week, the second week of May.
Yeah, his first day of spring ball begins May 7th. And so anytime after that, I believe in that first week is when he's expecting AJ Milwee to come out. Yeah. He said there's not been a date, you know, locked in just yet. But May 7th would be the first date that you could expect to see AJ Milwee come out to the West Coast and see him throw again.
And a piggybacking off of that, the other 2026 offer out right now is Diabel at American Heritage. I may go see him next week. But Diabel told me through DM that AJ Milwee's mentioned around May 19th, 20th for coming out to see Diabel. So there you go. Those are your 2026 quarterbacks, the main two guys right now that have been offered. We also think AJ Milwee will go see Will Griffin in Tampa. He's going to go see Grant Smith at Grand Oaks. He'll go see Jet Surratt at Carthage. He'll go watch these 2026s. The quarterback who's very good, Fett out in El Paso. He's going to go see all these guys and evaluate all these guys. He's going to be at KJ Lacy's school either next Monday or Tuesday. So I wonder if he'll go see KJ Lacy, then maybe head out to the West Coast after that. So AJ Milwee goes out and evaluates the quarterbacks, takes the film, sends it to Sark. You know, they do their thing. But somebody's asking about linebacker. Burn Orangehorn, Dabo's the QB undertaker. Adam Lane, where do we stand with linebackers? I think Texas is in a good spot with Riley Pettijohn. I think Nansen's going to continue to recruit Matea Tagoi from San Clemente. I'm quite sure Nansen will be in San Clemente coming up here. And then Jonathan Cunningham scheduled to visit June 14th through 16th, a guy that Texas really likes his upside. It's going to be a three linebacker class. Elijah Barnes in the boat is a tremendous one. I think Texas is in a pretty good spot for Pettijohn. We'll see who the third ends up being there. Marco Jones, another edge kind of linebacker guy who's going to grow into edge out of Northern California. He's scheduled to come in June 21st through 23rd. Officially, so we fully expect Johnny Nansen and PK kind of making that Hayden Lowe, Marco Jones, Josiah Sharma, Tago, all those trips out on the West Coast. Nasir Wyatt, all those guys. We'll see if anything.
Gary, the two linebackers out of IMG in the 25 class, Gavin Nix visited January 20th and Owusu Boateng. Texas was supposed to come in, didn't come in for the April visit. I feel like, to me, the way that I'm looking at this linebacking board right now, you got the three kids in the DFW area, and, of course, Matei Tongai over at the West Coast. That, to me, feels like
you're four. And the Sear White. I kind of think those are our five right now, right?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Yeah. That to me feels like you'll find three out of that five and be very happy with it. Of course, Bo Barnes in the class right now. I thought the two of us had a good conversation with Riley Pettijohn prior to the spring game as well when he was on campus. I really liked what he had to say in regards to his recruitment, how Texas was approaching it, and of course, what he was hoping to see on the field was more so than just good football. It was more specific to the level in which he saw or wanted to see the linebackers perform on the field. That's something I think is very specific when you're taking extra look at a certain school. I wanted one last note on the 2026 quarterback, Jake Fetty out of El Paso, really talented quarterback. I saw him at the Elite 11 down here in Austin. He probably had the liveliest arm of anybody in attendance, and that's even with a number of 2025 quarterbacks, KJ Lacy, Keelan Russell, both of them were in attendance that day as well. He told me right now early on it's TCU and Texas Tech that are standing out to him right now. Of course, getting out to El Paso, no easy feat for a lot of out-of-state schools. So we'll see if AJ Milby makes a trip out there, a little halftime show or pit stop before he gets all the way out to San Diego to go see Troy Hune. But really talented kid right there with Jake Fetty. So wanted to get that in there.
Yeah, again, this is your Tuesday recruiting breakdown. We decided to do a little live for about 40 minutes today. Thank you to the over 1,000 that have joined in here. We're going to take your questions. I want to say again, thank you to Mark Saunders, Texas Allstate agent. When it comes to protecting all your stuff, wouldn't it be great to have one place that protects it all? Here's some great news, Texas fans. Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders is the only insurance agent you'll need to help keep tabs on protection for all your stuff. Everything from your home, car and boat to your motorcycle, RV, and ATV. Call Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders' office today. 512-218-8571. Again, do what a lot of other On Texas Football fans have done, and that's called Mark Saunders, 512-218-8571. All right, we've had some questions about Jonah Williams. Jonah, we'll see. I think LSU scheduled June 7th through 9th. Oklahoma, obviously the player has been the leader there. Ohio State in it, Texas in it. I checked in last week to see if an official visit date had been set. I don't think one of it's set yet, but it's expected to be set. We do expect, as of today, Jonah Williams to make another visit to Texas before he decides. But look, some of these kids are moving timelines around. We'll see what happens. Texas made up some ground in the April visit, I will say that. And I do think a lot of the Texas staff is going to be in Houston next week. Kelshawn Johnson told me next week. Oh, I can't remember. Somebody else told me next week as well. So there's been a couple of Houston prospects. So I think the Texas staff may be a little out of state, a lot out of state this week, coming back into Houston, Dallas the next couple of weeks and going from there. That's kind of what it looks like to me right now. That would make sense, too, because you could have portal visitors come in next week at some point in time. So you want that staff a little closer to home where they can just jump on a plane and get to Austin a little easier. Josh Petty. Now, Kyle Flood is scheduled to be at Petty's school today. And I think what will be interesting about Josh Petty's recruitment is Texas only has offensive linemen coming in June 14th through 16th and the 21st through 23rd. Josh Petty has other visits scheduled there right now. Will something change there? Because I do think Texas's classes of right now come from kids that visit that weekend, unless a kid like Jackson Christian moves up his timeline to mid-May, which I think very well could happen. And we'll see if that's A&M or Texas. I think it's a coin flipper right now. But I think we'll see if Texas schedules any official visits May 31st, June 2nd, June 7th through 9th on the offensive line. To this point, they have not. So I think that will kind of be something that will come out of the Josh Petty visit in the next couple of days. If he's going to visit, officially visit Texas, when, and it, can he juggle any visits? If he doesn't want to juggle any visits he has for Texas, then Texas probably knows it's time to move on.
For Josh Petty, it screams either a midweek OV or good luck finding another time to get him in, potentially in the season, but you're not going to find a whole weekend for him in the summer. Of course, Auburn, Clemson, Florida State, Georgia Tech, Oregon, Stanford, Tennessee. That's a lot of official visits right now that are locked in for Josh Petty, and that's a lot of weekends that aren't freed up for Texas to come in and snag one. So that's something to watch there. Jerry, real quick, we've had a couple hundred that have joined us since then. Do you mind giving us an update on, or at least recap what we've talked about earlier with Dominic Williams, the TCU defensive tackle transfer?
Yeah. So Dominic Williams, a big defensive tackle out of TCU, all Big 12 level player. I think he was, what, third team last year. One of the tops in the country. He's on his second day visit to LSU. It's really the main day. He got in yesterday evening, kind of like the Texas visit. He got in on an evening. Then really the big visit days today. And then he'll fly back home either late tonight or early in the morning. We expect a decision tomorrow at some point evening, barring a change, which these things can always change. But the plan has been to announce on Wednesday. But the key here with me, does Oklahoma and Texas get in tomorrow to see him prior to a decision? I think that's what's going to be interesting to see here with the recruitment. But he's visited Oklahoma, he's visited Texas, visited Missouri, now LSU. He's going to play in the SEC. That we know. Is Texas going to have him, or are they going to play against him? I think maybe a little more confidence on the OU and LSU side this morning than Texas, but we'll see. And we're not going to totally count out Missouri, right? These kids have great visits everywhere they go. NIL is going to be great for Dominic Williams wherever he goes. But what this is going to get down to is what's truly important for Dominic in his 1 year at college. Because the NIL deals are going to be great wherever he goes. What's going to be most important? Is a head coach relationship important for a kid that only plans to be at a school 6 months? We'll see. Is the position coach more important than a head coach? Probably, because you're not there that long if things go well. So what's actually going to be? Is it snap count? Is it how much you're going to play? And not that somebody's running from competition. It's not that. Do you want to play 55% of the snaps or 70% of the snaps?
Yeah.
You know, we're going to find out what's important to him really when he makes that decision. So we'll see what happens there. Simeon Barrow, Michigan State D lineman, still a possibility to officially visit this weekend as well. A couple others out there. Cornerback recruiting from the portal, moving a little slower, I think, after the portal window closes tonight. Mid-late week, I think we'll start hearing more about that. Vivek B asks, are we flipping that Texas A&M OL that is visiting in June? We'll see if that visit actually happens. Asking about Dante Newman. That visit was scheduled prior to him committing to Texas A&M. I think when he didn't come on campus in April, Texas felt like, hey, okay, this one may not be going the way it was early on. I think early on, Texas was in a pretty good spot for him, especially after the January 20th visit. But we'll see if he actually shows up on campus in June. I think Texas has I think they're in a good spot for Fasusi. It's got to play out. Lamont Rogers, I think it's Texas LSU with A&M third. He's from Mississippi. Dad lives in Mississippi. He lives in Dallas area, Mesquite, with his mom. So LSU, I think, is a factor there in that distance kind of compromise. I think Texas leads for John Mills over Washington. I think Texas is in a good spot for the Colemans out of Cedar Hill. And Devin Coleman could be a center or guard, by the way. It's not out of question Texas takes six in this class. Jackson Christian, I think, is a coin flip between A&M and Texas. So, and then you have the wild cards like Nick Brooks, who I think is a Georgia lean. He came in April 20th for the spring game. I think he's a Georgia lean heading the June official visits. Can Georgia get it shut down May 31st, June 2nd official visit? Or does he go on with that visit process, the USC, Texas, then Iowa? I think Georgia and Texas are the top two heading into the official visit process.
Yeah, I wanted to address this one real quick. Any smoke out of Ann Arbor? I mean, it's been mighty quiet. Sharone Moore, for me at least, has done a tremendous job of keeping that core intact. Of course, Michigan went through a lot of turnover this offseason. Not only players going to the NFL draft, they had 13 selected. But obviously, Jim Harbaugh departs, brings an offensive line coach with them. New offensive line or defensive line coach comes in. doesn't last too long. They're on their third defensive line coach in over a 4 months, yet they've retained everybody so far. So if anything does happen, it has, what, about 11 and some change hours to go before we have to see anything officially. Right now, it's been all quiet on the Ann Arbor front as well. I also wanted to give an update on some guys who have entered the portal at the cornerback spot. This is not to say Texas is pursuing, but just an idea of who is in the portal right now. West Virginia cornerback Montre Miller entered the portal earlier today, started 25 games at Kent State. Michael Mack out of Wisconsin entered the portal, 6'1 cornerback, did not play in 2023, but was a multi-year starter prior to that. And then the last one, Deshaun Jones. This one might actually be the guy that has the most likely chance for Texas to pursue. Out of Wake Forest. Sound familiar? Texas just recruited Gavin Holmes a year ago out of Wake Forest. 37 tackles, 3 interceptions a year ago for Wake Forest in the ACC. Again, not saying Texas is currently actively pursuing any of them, but these could also be options down the road, of course, because Takario Davis, who Texas, you know, certainly would prefer right now, has yet to truly declare which way he is going to go. Of course, he entered the portal earlier this offseason, but did go through an entire spring practice with Arizona. And Dwayne Aquino returning for the Wildcats up there, very important in that recruitment. So we'll see, of course, what happens there. But right now, a little bit quiet on that cornerback front in the portal. Of course, Texas with Terrence Wirtz departing, in need of at least one, potentially two, depending on how they feel about Warren Roberson, Gavin Holmes, and the young freshman on campus at the moment.
Yeah, Burn Orange Horns asking about Michigan State DL Simeon Barrow. Possibility to officially visit this weekend remains. That remains in play. The other big, Derek Harmon there, the big over-the-ball player. I'm not sure on that one if things move forward there. But Simeon Barrow, that's a possibility, yes. Somebody's asking if Michigan has a DL coach yet. I don't know. I was told again that those guys aren't expected to enter the portal. Will Johnson was never going to enter the portal. He's a lifer there. His dad was a hell of a player there. Somebody's asking about basketball. I want to hit that with Brandon Garrison committing to Kentucky. What's interesting, man, is Texas, and I'm not saying this isn't sour grapes, Texas kind of backed off of that. It surprised me. That surprised me. But Texas is looking for a role player. There's a couple of guys they like out there that are role player, just a rebounder, wall up defender. Because look, the ball's running through the guards in Caden Shedrick offensively this year. I mean, it's running through the guards on this team. So it's got to be somebody that's doesn't have expectations of wanting to expand their offensive game necessarily as a big man. I think that is kind of something that is not going to be a good fit. So we'll see. I think Texas is going to come up with a guy they like at rebounder, broad shoulder. They really wanted the Rydus Petraeus kid that committed to Cal, but he's more of that combo forward. We'll see what Texas does there. They like Devin Pryor, the young kid. I think Petraeus, being a Texas kid, I think they really liked what he brought, Rydus Petraeus, who committed to Cal. But Texas knows they got to get a big, and it's more of that role player that will play the role that they want him to play. So it's not an issue moving forward during the season. So we'll see on that. Any interest on the D lineman CJ West from Kent State? I don't know if academically that could happen at Texas. So we'll have to see on that.
Isn't it? He is a talented player, 6'2", 315, played a lot of his snaps in the B gap, which, of course, Texas has a lot of bodies at right now, 2 sacks, 15 pressures a year ago. So he can get after the quarterback from the interior. But to your point, Jerry, remains to be seen, of course, what kind of qualifications it takes for him to get in, of course. We've had some questions about punter. Yeah. I mean, what do you think now?
Let me stretch my hamstring. No, I can't do it anymore. I can't do it. I'm out.
Well, there goes that option. I guess Texas is going to have to look a little bit further for their punting replacement. Of course, Michael Kern comes in June, the big punter out of St. Thomas Aquinas. We got to see him a little bit, or at least I did, out in San Antonio for the All-American Bowl. Listen, the kid's got a boot on him, and there's a reason why Jeff Banks and the Texas staff went out to Florida to secure his commitment. I'm not sure you want to, you know, go into the SEC with a true freshman punter. I think that's a preferable choice, but certainly I think, Jerry, what we saw in spring practice at times this year, it didn't look all too bad with the options Texas had. We'll see. Of course, I think it also depends on what the scholarship numbers entail at the end of coming in with a cornerback or a defensive tackle. Does Texas have anybody left? We both know Texas will find ways around the scholarship limit with NIL and other opportunities. Of course, Bert Auburn not necessarily on scholarship at the moment. So we'll see right now. And I mean, the spring window, the entry closes tonight, but you can commit. You can take visits after this evening and into the summer. So,
and by the way, even if you go in tonight, there's a 48-hour window before that will be public, right? So, before the colleges have to put it in. So, you just have to have your stuff, your paperwork, and whatever you'd say it is online submitted by 11:59 tonight. Adam Lane, what's our most likely D tackle recruiting scenario? Well, Brandon Brown, you got to keep Brandon Brown. I was told the competition for him right now is the main competition is LSU. LSU replaced Florida on the official visit May 31st, June 2nd. Then he has Tennessee June 7th through 9th. USC currently the 21st through 23rd. We'll see if that remains. But Brandon Brown, obviously, I think he's a stud. I think Zion Williams over the ball is the guy Texas really, really wants. I think Josiah Sharma, Texas really, really wants. I think Alabama may be a slight leader over Texas there right now. He was once committed to Washington, has been on campus at Alabama twice, been on campus at Texas once. So we'll see what happens there. I do think things are trending towards Sharma playing in the SEC right now. We'll see if that changes. Look, Myron Charles is going to officially visit May 31st, June 2nd. I think Florida State's a tough out there. Miami and Florida also getting visits, but Texas got him on campus once. Had a really good visit with him yesterday. He's coming back for an official. So you got to say they're in the game there. I love Derry Norris's upside. I don't care where he's ranked out of Spruce Creek in Port Orange. I'm going to see him next week. I think the kid's a stud. And I know Texas, Kenny Baker will be by to see him here in the next week or so. I think that's a kid Texas will push to get an official visit. Texas is going to see Kevin Wynn today at Greene County. So we'll see there. And I think you're going to see a couple other names pop up on this D-line board when Kenny Baker's out evaluating players. There's a lot of guys in Georgia that are really talented, and they're not all going to be highly ranked because they can't all be highly ranked, and Georgia can't take them all. So on Kevin Wynn, I think Florida State and Alabama are the top two right now that Texas would have to clip those guys in FSU. Has been on him a long time, so we'll see. But that's for the D-line. Ted Apari said, don't be sleeping on Michael Curry. Hey, big time. St. Thomas Aquinas gets somebody drafted every year. They had their first round there. Michael Curry is one of the top punters in the country. They want to give him a year to prep and go to the portal for somebody who maybe was an all-conference level punter a year ago or not. We'll see.
Hey, quick question on the tight ends. Of course, Nick Townsend, Keyote Armstrong. You know Texas has Emory Winston in the fold. If you didn't watch his interview yesterday on the winning drive, go back and check that out because he was a fun interview there for us. He gave some good intel on his recruitment as well as what he likes about Texas. Also mentioned that he's 100% locked in at the very end, so there's a little nugget there. But Nick Townsend, Keyote Armstrong, Keyote was on campus April 13th. Both of them have official visits set up for June 21st through 23rd. I mean, right now, Texas wants to take an additional guy. I've been told in the past that A&M might have that leg up on Texas for Keyote Armstrong, but also that Texas very much likes what they see in Nick Townsend. Of course, he's a guy that can stretch the field. He has great athleticism to his frame, and he's also physical on the inline as well. So I'm really interested to see where they go there, but it looks like to me Nick Townsend is a guy that they prefer just a little bit more than Keyote Armstrong at the tight end spot at the moment.
Here's my thing on Nick Townsend. I saw him twice, watched the tape, and I was high on him then, but when 10.92 FAT, fully automatic time, 100, popped up at district at 226 pounds, I was like, yeah, that's the dude. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's what Elijah Barnes, Riley Pettijohn, those guys are running. 10.92 as a tight end prospect at 6'4", 226, 230, whatever you are. That is extremely high-end stuff. That means you're really explosive athlete. Yeah. You can't do that at 230 and not be an explosive athlete.
Compare that to Amari Nyblak if you can, because we've talked about him kind of having that same kind of lengthy stride. He's a glider across the field. Is it more quick speed? Is it burst? What do you think?
Let me go. I need to look at Amari Nyblack. I need to try to find his if he was at an Under Armour camp and what his times were. Now, Nyblack wasn't as big of a guy coming out of high school. I mean, Nyblack in high school, I'm going back to it. I think he was 210. He was listed at 220, but he didn't weigh 220 coming out of high school. There's no way. I saw him. He didn't weigh that. But I don't have any testing times off the top of my head. I don't remember what he did, but I know he was, I believe he was at an Under Armour camp combine in Orlando. I'll have to go back and see if I can find that. But I think he was a legit 4.55, 4.6 kid. I mean, he moves like a wide receiver. By the way, Big Hulk 24 asked how many OLs Texas target, 5 or 6 in the class. Could be 6, 5 for sure. It just depends on if you get all the guys you want. Texas isn't reaching for anybody on the offensive line. They're in a great spot there. Archmany saw DJ Sanders yesterday. Any updates on him? Look, he's scheduled to visit June 21st through 23rd. I think he's a guy Texas is considering. Do I think he's top 3, 4 guy for them? No, I don't. I think he's a guy that they're considering. If it's a 4, I've said this with DJ. I think he's going to take some time. I mean, like, I think that's one that you need to say, okay, a couple of years away in something to develop him. So if you take 4 in a class and he's that guy, then that would make some sense. But I don't think if the expectations by fan base are he's going to come in and be a dude, he's going to take some time. Physically, technically, he's going to need a little time. So that's not one I would count on as an early guy. So if you have a 4-man D-line class, he's your 4th guy, that's more of a stash and develop situation. That doesn't mean he can't be a really good player, but it's not going to be instantly. That's for sure. It's going to take some time.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving on to the edges, Damian Shanklin and Hayden Lowe. I gave the update earlier. Hayden Lowe expects one of, if not both, Pete Kwiatkowski or Johnny Nansen to come out and visit him this week for spring practice. Of course, Damian Shanklin also has an official visit for June 21st through 23rd. Texas also has Lance Jackson in the fold, who might be a late riser in these recruiting rankings. I mean, we know Texas is very high on him. Jerry, you got to see him in person a few times. Someone that I think severely underrated according to his ranking, very lengthy, very athletic, multi-sport athlete. Texas right now looking good in this defensive edge spot. Of course, it all depends on who else they land, but they're certainly pursuing some very talented top targets across the country.
Yeah, and that June 14th through 16th weekend's big. Hayden Lowe, Smith Orogbo, who may be the best natural pass rusher of all of them, he's also got the farthest through on this frame, and Lance Jackson, who may be a 5-star prospect in this class, one of the elite pound-for-pound athletes in America. Saw him at the spring game. Looks great physically. I think he's back on the mound this week, maybe. He injured his AC joint, dominating everybody at Under Armour camp in Houston. So it was a minor injury, but it did take him off the mound for a little bit while he rested up that injury. But he's one of the best in the country. So you have Hayden Lowe and you have Smith Orogbo on the 14th through 16th. Then you have Marco Jones and you have Damian Shanklin, the 21st through 23rd. I think Texas is zeroed in at the edge position. Now that means somebody can't pop up, be scheduled for a visit. But here's the thing, Damian Shanklin, I talked to him last week. It was interesting. Notre Dame's fallen off. They've fallen off with him. They were a big leader for a long time. So the Texas visit will be his first. He's got Ohio State and he's got Tennessee. Those three for sure right now. Really a wild card recruitment for me, guys. He didn't come down in April. If he did, I missed it, and that could happen. But it's a total wild card recruitment in June. There we see Bobby's man, Chris Smith Orogbo. I'm similar, man. I think Smith Orogbo's upside's really scary. LJ said for Dominic, it's Texas or LSU. We shall find out tomorrow night. Oklahoma feels like they're in it. Missouri, everybody's taking their swings, but we'll see what happens there on Wednesday night for Dominic Williams. And I do think there's a chance that Texas and OU get in to see him tomorrow before that decision, or they're definitely going to try.
Hey, we've got a few more minutes with this more. We'll get some of y'all's final questions. Beforehand, Jerry, do you mind one more time telling us about our good friend sponsoring today's recruiting breakdown?
Yeah, that's Mark Saunders. Mark Saunders is Texas Allstate agent that is the sole sponsor of the recruiting breakdown. When it comes to protecting all your stuff, wouldn't it be great to have one place that protects it all? here's some great news. Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders is the only insurance you'll need, agent you'll need to keep tabs on protection for all your stuff. That's the home, car, boat, motorcycle, RV, and even your ATV if you got one. Call Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders' office today, 512-218-8571. I want to take a second also to tell you guys, come join the club, man, on texasfootball.com. We do these videos as much as we can. Obviously, we post a lot of notes, have a lot of fun discussions. And on texasfootball.com, special right now, if you become an OTFOG, $20 off annual subscription, $39.95 for the year. Come be an OTFOG with us, man. Be part of the club. We have a great community. And we thank all of you guys for everything you do for us. Y'all keep me motivated. I'm on the road next week. It's going to be a fun trip down to in the Florida, maybe come back, see KJ Lacey on the way back. So it's going to be a fun trip. And we'll be reporting on texasfootball.com and here all week next week. So CJ, Arch May says, was just posted a question about LJ, Lance Jackson getting the fifth star. Look, if he's not, he's going to be really close. I mean, this stuff, Final rankings, see how everything shakes out for those that fall. He's right there for us at On Texas Football, though. So we'll see what happens long.
Hey, I wanted to get to this one. Of course, this is the last day for players to submit their paperwork for the portal. We can, of course, see them enter and announce their portal entry for 2 days up after today. Listen, the portal closes today. Will we see any more attrition from Texas? There were a name or two that I was keeping a close eye on about a week ago. So far, obviously, we've not seen them enter the portal from the Texas side of things. Texas has 8 players right now in the portal from this spring window. Listen, I know Terrence Burks was probably the biggest surprise. I think a lot of folks are now looking at what Texas will do on the defensive cornerback spot. But there is one other name that I'm keeping a very close eye on before tonight's portal closure. So we'll see. Right now, I would be surprised, to see 2 or more. But 1 would not be a surprise at the moment based off of what we've heard over the past week. So real quick, let me get your thoughts on Jordan Davis and Jerry. Of course, James Simon was on campus April 20th for the spring game. Texas has a commitment right now from Ricky Stewart as well at Chapel Hill. Is Jordan Davison, is that a lost cause? What's Texas doing on the running back fold?
Here's what I've said. A lot of people asked if Texas pivoted. I don't think pivoted from Jordan Davison is the right answer. He may just be Ohio State lean due to them losing 2 guys to the NFL, and Texas maybe loses 1, but is really deep at running back. But we said this a couple of weeks ago. If Texas makes a James Simon push, that would tell you that Jordan Davison's trending Ohio State. And our choice will be at Calvary Baptist today. James Simon's a guy that's talked about moving up a timeline to May. So we'll see what happens there. But if James Simon gets that big push from Texas, obviously, then Texas knows Jordan Davison was starting the shift towards Ohio State. I think that's kind of what happens in that recruitment, we'll see where that ultimately goes. But I do think there's a better chance James Simon is in the Texas class than Jordan Davison as of today.
Absolutely. Well, let's see. Any last thoughts you wanted to cover right now? Of course, we're coming up on about 50 minutes on today's recruiting breakdown.
Yeah, no, I think what's always interesting is right away what happened. You know, I have a best class scenario, right? We talk about how many guys does the Texas class have. There's 38, 39 guys scheduled for official visit. What was the big news that broke yesterday? We broke it on texasfootball.com, and it was the big news for high school recruiting for Texas. Jeff Banks was at Tampa Tech for 3 hours to see Oregon wide receiver commitment Dallas Wilson, one of the top receivers in the country. Who has official visits scheduled to Miami, Florida, and Oregon. Texas obviously is trying to get him on campus for an official visit. So as much talent as Texas has at receiver coming in for visits, and you know they're going to get 3 or 4 of these guys, the staff's still going to recruit the best of the best. So that's kind of interesting. You know, look, Kevin Wynn from Greene County, the D-tackle, 4-star D-tackle, didn't make it in for the spring game due to weather in April. Does Texas walk away? No. Kenny Baker's going to be on campus there this afternoon to see him. So you're going to see more names pop up. There will be official visitors added. And Dallas Wilson was a new name to some Texas fans yesterday. And that Jeff Banks spent 3 hours there tells you they think that kid's really, really good. So I think we'll see two or three other names pop up here in the next couple of weeks that are going to be factors for Texas in the 25 class that we weren't thinking about in mid-April.
Hey, in regards to that, Khalid Clockett and Andrew Marsh fading, I wouldn't say that just yet about Khalid Clockett. I think Texas still likes him a good amount. He actually had great remarks for his time on campus April 6th. Andrew Marsh is a bit interesting to me. He visited very early in the spring window, saw a spring practice by himself one morning. I'm not sure where he is on the board in terms of Khalid Clockett, the Kelshon Johnsons, the DeCorian Moore, Jamie French, obviously, who we mentioned earlier today. I think he might be a peg below them, but Khalid Clockett, certainly a guy Texas is going to continue to push for as well. But, man, loaded day of recruiting. Of course, we're going to have you all updated on OnTexasFootball.com. As these coaches continue to hit the road, we have an ongoing thread of where they're stopping, who they're stopping to see, how those conversations are going, and many more. So, Jerry, final thoughts? I know you just covered them.
Now, look, I mean, it's wild. It's wild ride right now. Recruiting is really getting going ahead of these June official visits. Portal window closes tonight. I think we'll see somebody, one or two guys on campus from the portal visit in Texas in the next weekend or 10 days. So I do think things are going to keep moving. If somebody's talking about Khalid Clockett, I think Texas loves Khalid Clockett. Like you said, CJ, and some Adam Lane said maybe that Wilson's looks like a pressure move. I don't think so. I think Dallas Wilson's just really good, and you got to take a swing.
Yeah, I'm with you. But, of course, we'll have everything updated on TexasFootball.com and again tomorrow for Stay at the Program. So, for today, this was the Recruiting Breakdown sponsored by Mark Saunders and Allstate. Thank you again for sponsoring the Recruiting Breakdown each week. For Jerry Hamilton, I'm CJ Vogel, and this has been On Texas Football. Y'all have a good one. Welcome.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.